A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When Saul arrived in Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him, not believing that he was a disciple. Then Barnabas took charge of him and brought him to the apostles. And he reported to them how he had seen the Lord and that he had spoken to him, and how in Damascus he had spoken out boldly in the name of Jesus. He moved about freely with them in Jerusalem and spoke out boldly in the name of the Lord. He also spoke and debated with the Hellenists, but they tried to kill him. And when the brothers learned of this, they took him down to Caesarea and sent him on his way to Tarsus. The church throughout all Judea, Galilee, and Samaria was at peace. It was being built up and walked in fear of the Lord. And with the consolation of the Holy Spirit, it grew in numbers. The word of the Lord.
Of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord. All the families of the nations shall bow down before Him. I will praise You, Lord, in the assembly of Your people. Shall bow down all who sleep in the Lord. Before Him shall bend all who go down into the dark. I will praise You, Lord, in the assembly. My soul shall live, my descendants shall serve Him. Let the coming generation be told of the Lord, that they may proclaim to a people yet to be born the justice He has shown.
Assembly of Your people.
A reading from the first letter of the Apostle John. Children, let us love not in word or speech, but in deed and truth. Now this is how we shall know that we belong to truth and reassure our hearts before him, in whatever our hearts condemn. For God is greater than our hearts and knows everything. Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence in God and receive from him whatever we ask, because we keep his commandments and do what pleases him. And his commandment is this: we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another just as he commanded us. Those who keep his commandments remain in him, and he in them. And the way we know that he remains in us is from the Spirit he gave us. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you. Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples." The Gospel of the Lord. Do any one of you all have a vegetable garden? If you do, you know that if you want some really, really good vegetables, you must spend a lot of time in that garden and care for it. You must water it. You must make sure it gets enough sun. You must protect those vegetables from squirrels and worms and caterpillars. The bottom line is that vegetables don't grow on their own. You've got to be a good gardener to grow edible vegetables. And this is what Jesus wants us to see. Jesus refers to himself as the true vine. Now, what does that mean? Well, he is perfect. That vine is perfect. He is perfect because God the Father is the gardener. That is, Jesus is perfect because the Father is his constant source of life. Now, Jesus is not gloating here. What he is doing is inviting you and I to become branches on that vine. And once you root yourselves in Jesus, you receive what he receives from God the Father. You can look at it this way. Once you are rooted in Jesus, you are connected to the source of life. Why? Because God simply is. He is existence itself. Just like tomato plants in a garden that needs constant care and protection to grow, we need constant care and protection from God the Father to grow into the human beings that God intended us to be. We can't do it on our own. And you know where we're rooted in Jesus? I feel like I'm preaching to the choir here. Right here is where you become rooted in Jesus and in the sacraments. When you were baptized, okay, you probably don't remember, but when you were baptized, you were infused with God's power. When you come up here and consume the Eucharist, you are given the power to lower yourselves in order to genuinely love others. And when you participate in the sacrament of reconciliation, God prunes you so you can bear much fruit. God literally cuts away all of your sins so you can bear much fruit. God always shines his light on you. How? By forming your consciences. It is a formed conscience where our good deeds are affirmed and our bad deeds convict us. Think about when you do good things. You feel whole, right? And when you do a bad thing, right? Don't you feel guilty? That's good, everyone. Because that means you are not some psycho, you know, someone who never thinks they don't do anything wrong. Just like the gardener who protects his vegetables from all that can destroy it, God protects us from what can destroy us. When you are rooted in God, you are rooted in existence itself. Therefore, you have a permanent future despite anything that you may experience right here on this earth. Now, all of this is countercultural. Modernity tells us that we are on our own. I just read a recent Gallup poll. It said, get this, 78% of Americans believe in God. Really good, okay? 70% of Americans think that God will judge all people on what they have done. Good. Now, here's the interesting part of this poll. The majority of Americans now think that religion is no longer housed in the church. You know where religion can be found? According to most Americans, within the individual. Therefore, I don't need to come to Mass anymore. I don't need to participate in the sacraments anymore. What modernity gets wrong is that you cannot earn your way into heaven. Period. I don't care how holy you think you are. Rather, you must be rooted in God. And this is where you become rooted in God, everyone. Right here. And you become rooted in God when you participate in the sacraments. When we cut ourselves off from God, everyone, the consequences aren't good. Let these words sink in. Let it sear into your brain. Here's Jesus. Because without me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. Let that sink in.